Share a few mitzvahs. We'll sing a little bit and just to share a verse from the 99th Mitzvah Hashem. It's amazing to think that in the middle of Woodmere somewhere, there'd be enough of a chevra, more than a minion, who heard of the 99th. I guess in Moshe Weinberger's shtat, it's not such a chiddush, but the fact that we come together to be mazgeh such a tzaddik. And normally when we come together for a yahrzeit or for a tish or something along these lines, and we think that we have a hasaga of the tzaddikim. I think we could say pretty clearly, the certain vados, that the Noam of the Malach is a type of a tzaddik which we literally have no hasaga b'chlal. B'chlal. The Chayza once met a certain Yid who claimed to be a Talmud of the Noam Eli Malach. So they were excited to see each other. His name was Rabbi Yochanan. He said to him, he said, you were by the Noam Eli Malach. Of course, you know the Chayza was. He says, yeah, I was makir the Noam Eli Malach. So he says, so tell me something about the Noam Eli Malach. So he said, the Noam Eli Malach, he was 99% in the Olam HaEmes. Even when he was in this world, he was in the Olam HaElyon. 99% in the Olam HaElyon, 1% in this world. So the Chayza said to him, you think you have a hasaga of the Noam Eli Malach? He says, of that 1% that he was in this world, he was 99% in the Olam HaElyon. So you bechlah no hasaga in the Noam Eli Malach. The Rishonim said about the Noam Eli Malach that his two shoulders are the Shnei Luchos, and his 10 fingers are the Aseres Hadibros. And 500 years before he came into the world, they were already big Mashpia Tovos and Hashpos Tovos and Klal Yisrael because he would be coming to the world. The Rav Shitzer said to the Divrei Chaim. And the Divrei Chaim said about the Rav Shitzer Rebbe, who was his Rebbe, he considered him to be his Rebbe. He didn't call him Rebbe though. He didn't call him the Rav. Because he said about the Rav Shitzer, he said, I had many Rebbes, he said. But about the Rav Shitzer, I have no Asaga. So I can't call him my Rebbe because I have no Asaga in him b'chlal. So I call him the Rav. That's what he said about the Rav Shitzer. Imagine about the Noam Eli Malach. It was a Talmud. Rav Shitzer was a Talmud of the Noam Eli Malach. He said about the Noam Eli Malach, we don't come afilu ad karsulov, even to his heels we don't come. And he said to the Divrei Chaim that he has, that he knows this, and to us it sounds extreme. And if it wasn't that we knew these things from Shem the Tzaddikim, it would be impossible to say. He said about the Noam Eli Malach to the Divrei Chaim, if he lived in the times of the Amoraim, he would have been an Amora. Had he lived in the times of the Tanoim, he would have been a Tana. Had he lived in the times of the Nevi'im, he would have been a Navi. And had he lived in the times of the Avos, they would have said, Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, Elokei Elimelech. That's what he said. Let me think about Saga in the Noam Eli Malach. I heard from my Rebbe, and stories about the name Elimelech. We have the Kabbalah from the Rafshitsa dynasty. They go back to the name Elimelech. Quotes from his Rebbe quite often, the Minchas Yehuda, Zichrono Livracha. His father is also this Yortzeit. Chesky told me that the Alter Rebbe from Stachin, his Yortzeit is also tonight. Zichrono Livracha. He said that the only time that one can expect to have any hasaga in the Sefer Noilim Elimelech Bechlal is Erev Shabbos after going to the mikveh. So ready person has, it's called like a Shabbos Sefer, the name Elimelech. Unless a person has some type of a Neshama Yisera, it's like a closed book. The Menachem Mendel from Rimanov, he once saw a certain Talmud Chacham trying to write a Perush on the name of the Melech. So he put his hand on his hand and he says, trying to write a Perush on the name of the Melech. He says, Afilu the Malachim, they don't understand what he's talking about. You want to write a Perush on the name of the Melech? It's brought down, if you've learned a little on the Melech, you'll know that there's like these stars on occasion throughout the Sefer. It's a very important Indian. They once tried to print it without the stars, and there was a big uproar about it. That we have the Kabbalah, that the stars are where they're supposed to be. Nobody touches the print where the stars are they're supposed to be. So it's brought down by Shem the Tzaddikim, that at that place where they write these stars, there's a certain amkus, there's a certain depth that they're not, that he wasn't written by the name of the Melchin, by his son, but there's certain depths which couldn't be explained at that point. So instead of trying to be Masber, they just made a star. As if to say, this is like your launch pad to go up to Leil Malion, and if you can understand this, then good for you. If not, then keep going. But this doesn't mean to say that there's any Yush Bechla. But the reason why the Tzaddikim called their Sfarim after their names, let's say it's called Noyim Elimelech, Kedushas Levi, heard from my Rebbe, and from the Tzaddikim is brought down, that the tzaddikim, they put themselves into their sfarim. My Rebbe once said, I was in the car once, and somebody was telling him from the back seat that recently he was all excited. Recently they came out with an English translation of the Neil Melech. So my Rebbe's listening, he's going, oh, and he's starting to tell him about the translation. Yeah. So I hear my Rebbe under his breath. He didn't say anything. He didn't say anything that anybody can hear. He just said under his breath, that's not the name of the Melech. It's not the name of the Melech. That's what he said. He's like laughing to himself, like translating the name of the Melech. It's like as if it's like a scholarly work. When a Jew learns the name of the Melech, he learns the name of the Melech not so much because of the content. I mean, the content... My Rebbe told me, b'shem his Rebbe, that all the madrigas of tzaddikim are in the Sefer Noyim Elimelech. Every single thing. There's nothing lacking in Noyim Elimelech. All the madrigas of all the tzaddikim and anything that a person wants to achieve in Avodas Hashem, it's literally a handbook. It's a handbook for madrigas of tzaddikim. And of course, the content is amazing. A person can find all the entire scope of the derech of the tzaddik. He says, but more than that, even if a person doesn't understand a single word the Naim Elimelech says, when a Jew opens up the Sefer Naim Elimelech, the second he even opens up the Sefer, there's just a light. And every word has the light of the Neshama of the Naim Elimelech. And he just raises up a person to levels of Kedusha just by learning the words. There's a certain or that the words have that comes out because this is the Torah from the Naim Elimelech. He put himself into this Torah. I think he once told my brother that he was telling, I think he told me or he told them. Where'd he go? It was you or it was me? He said that, I think he went to Tzfas, right? To the Kever of the Arizal. And he said afterwards, he said, the real Arizal is in the Eitz Chaim. It's in the Eitz Chaim. So we make the mistake to think that if a person wants to have a kesher, it's with the name of the Melech, so he should be in Lezhensk right now. That's where he should be. But the people who are in the Jans, that they're really close to Naim HaLimelech right now. The closest place you could be to Naim HaLimelech is right here. Because this is where he really is. This is where he really is. And the person who learns the Torah is Naim HaLimelech. It's worth much more than being in the Jans once a year. Because you could be close to his gof. That's where his gof is. If you want to be close to the neshama of the Naim HaLimelech, the neshama of the Naim HaLimelech is right here. Naim HaLimelech. I'll just share one more story and maybe sing a little bit and share a quick Torah from the Naim HaLimelech. He said about himself, the Naim HaLimelech, that he said, Halavai, that a regular yid should have a guf, should have a neshama which is as holy as my guf. So he said. One time, the Naim HaLimelech was in such a state of dveikus, he fainted. He passed out in a state of dveikus. And so, they didn't know what to do to revive the Naim HaLimelech. So Moshe from Shavarsk, the Or Pnei Moshe, was there. So he thought of an Eitzah. So Mamash Gevaldik Eitzah. So how do you wake up the Naim HaLimelech from a state of dveikus? So he said, he called over some Ish Magushim, they call, like somebody off the street. And he said, here, come put your hands on Naim HaLimelech. The second he put his hands on Naim HaLimelech, he flew up. So they said to him, how'd you know that? How'd you know that? I think it was a later tzaddikim. They said later on. I think when it was told over to one of the later tzaddikim, he says, even now, if an Ish Magushim would put his hands on Naim HaLimelech, he would come out of the caver. It's no chiddush that he was maimed such grace tat tzaddikim mamish galore. Everybody was a tam Naim HaLimelech. They traveled all over Europe to come to the feet of the Naim HaLimelech. Everybody was a Talmud. He's considered to be the Rebbe of all Rebbes. He was the first Rebbe. Everybody considers himself, machnir themselves completely to the Naim HaLimelech. Completely to the Naim HaLimelech. It's said about the Naim HaLimelech that he didn't have the schus to see the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. So he had a big chukka to see the Naim HaLimelech, to see the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. And he was once staring out of his window and he saw a vision of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. And he was looking at this, he was beholding this vision of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. And all of a sudden, this image is shattered into many, many pieces. And when he looked more carefully, he saw that every single one of these shards, of these pieces, was a little tiny Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. That the Baal Shem Tov shattered into many different pieces. And this is exactly what the Baal Shem Tov was able to accomplish. That we look at all the different gezes of tzaddikim, whether it's Bavav or Skver, Rachmas Tshikva, Skalen, they're endless. Everybody has their own derech. And if you wonder to yourself, what's the nekuda which binds them all together? It was a light. There's just a light. There's a light from the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh that you could say, you could be made about this. There's a light here from the Baal Shem. It's a shard. It's a piece. It's a fraction of that. But Anish Pnimi knows that there's something special here. That there's something unique. If there was anybody who was a Rebbe, that he had the schos to be maimed, so many Talmidim with so many different drachim, and he gave over that light in a way where he preserved it in such a way that everybody took from that, and it didn't take away from who they were, but fakeret, it built them up in their own individual way, they were able to create a derech where there were rebbes of thousands, tens of thousands. We have no hasaga. We think today a big chassidut is 1,000, 2,000 people. We're talking about tens of thousands of people. Hundreds of thousands of them were killed in recent generations. We're talking about tens of thousands, maybe even hundreds of thousands. It's all because he gave over to this one a spark, and this one a spark, and this one a spark. So what he saw in that image was literally his life. He saw his life in front of him. That he was given the schos min ha-shamayim to be able to create so many different gezas in so many different directions, but everyone who they took the same tamsif. And that's why between them there was nothing, that the Avas Yisrael was so strong. By all Yidden was strong. But especially within this, in the cheder, the Baal Shem, that they felt that the Tzad HaShava between them. And there was a tiny spark there. So to be able to come here, to share stories of the Naim Elimelech, to light a candle in Ishmasai, to say the Vitaira, and to sing Nigunim, it's all a continuation of part of that Derech. But even if we're holding on to a Kol Shehu, like it said in the name of the Tzadikim, Tzadikim say, "An masa yagiu maisa l'maisa avayse Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov." When will my maisim be like the maisim of Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov? So the Tzadikim say, "Yagiu is a lashon, even just a negi of that, just to touch it. Just to touch it, you have everything. If you have a certain hispatlus, then you have everything. So even if you would have said Elokei Elimelech, even if you would have said Elokei Elimelech." So if we say about Elokei Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, we just have a negi of that, and that's that. So even though we don't really even know what the light, the real light of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh is, heard from a Rebbe, who was brought the name of Tzadikim already, the Rebbe also from Satmar said this. He says that the real light of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, what it means to be a Baal Madrega like that. But Af Al Pi Chein, just a negi of that, even just to be negeh of that. If you're negi, I feel about Kol Shehu, you have everything. You can have everything. And it said about this generation, Befrat, that it said about them. Rav Nachman said it 200, 300 years beforehand. The Rishonim said it as well. He says that in the door of the Ikvus of the Mashiach, every single Jew who can say about himself that he's an Erlich Yid, that he's like the Baal Shem Tov in the times of the Baal Shem. These are the Nisyonos which we face. So Fakir, we shouldn't look down upon ourselves and we should say, oh, we're so far. We're like stars. We're shining very low, but it's mamash a gevaldik light. We don't even realize. So to come together like this, in communities like this, it's a tremendous nachas ruach for these neshamas, but most importantly for the Ribbono Shel Olam. That he sees that although we may be very, very far from that light, but just the fact that we're trying to make epis and a gi in that is tremendous. We don't even know how we shine these lights throughout the world in the Nachas Ruach Rabbeinu HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So in the Schos of the Tzaddik, in the Schos of coming together, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help us to be able to have not just a Negi in that, but to hold on to it, the Yad Malei, to be able to share that light with others and to grow individually and collectively. In the Schos of the Tzaddik, we should be Zeicha, to be Mekambo, Pnei Mashiach, to be Kirim Yerim Yerim. Yechev, the hour is late, and we will just share one vart from the Naim Elimelech, and we'll sing another fast song. Chesky may have other plans, but that's the itinerary from this end. In Parshas Vayetzchanan, we get to Parshas Vayetzchanan. We spoke a little bit before about the Sefer Naim Elimelech, the Or of the Naim Elimelech. Now, when one learns the Sefer Naim Elimelech, the Iker is to be dovek to the Or. The Or is the Iker. If you take a look at the Mori Naim in this week's Parsha, actually it's not in this week's Parsha, it's in Parshas Chukas, Parshas Par, where he speaks about when one learns Torah, that there's two dimensions of learning Torah. There's what's called the Tanta, which stands for the Taimim, the Nekudos, the Tagin, and the Osios, which is the Ish Shchayr of Torah, the tangible part of Torah, that which we can wrap our Seichel around. But that's just considered like the guf. The Nishmas HaTayra is the Ish Levana of Tayra. It's the Neshama. It's that place of Ayin. It's that place that where a person is Mevatel himself to the Seichel HaTayra, where he feels like he has no Hatsaga B'chalal. If you take a look there, just it comes out just a piece of art. How one learns Torah. And it's not for now to go into the sugi of learning Torah. How we've learned from the Gaim how to do things backwards. That we study a sefer, like how they study a textbook. They try to break their heads to understand. A Jew needs to know that in the same way that when we write Osios HaKadoshim, we write from right to left, and they write from left to right. So too, when we learn Torah, the way that a tzaddik learns Torah is mamash vakert from how one would learn a secular textbook. Then the way that they wish to use their seichel to overcome everything which they can't understand. That a tzaddik opens up a sefer and he allows the unknown to be mashpi onto his seichel because he knows that with his seichel he understands nothing. That where, as a guy, that he looks as that which he doesn't know is territory which needs to be conquered. And that his seichel really is the center of everything, and with the seichel he can understand. Tzaddik opens up his sefer and he turns to Hashem and he says, even that which I look at, when I'm reading the words, my mom just don't understand. And even if I can read the words and I understand what it's talking about, much more than it says here, then I need to know. And he's mevatel himself to that place called Ayin, which is the Eish Levana of Torah. And from there he has the Hashpois from the Lovin HaElyon Mam, from the highest places. Somebody remind me how we got there. How did we get to my own name? I don't remember.
Learning Torah.
Huh? Especially. Again, all the madrigas, the entire gamut of the Derech of the Tzaddik is in the Sefer. And the content, the Ishchar of this Sefer is Gevaldik. But the Ish Levana of this Torah, even the Malachim can understand. It's brought down, it's said, that Rav Nachman Sefer is like the Sefer for Rishayim. And the Sefer for the Balatanya is the Sefer for the Beinanim, as he calls it. And the Sefer, the name of the Malach, is the Sifrin Shel Tzadikim. But everybody who's learned the Balatanya knows this is not a Sefer for Beinanim. And the Sefer for the Kutmaran is certainly not anything which we can possibly fathom. How he plucked tires from Shemayim, Mamash, Lamalim, and Asechel completely. But we can certainly say it's true that the Sefer Naim HaMelech is a Sifrin Shel Tzadik. And so therefore it's very common that even if a person has a Hesiris to learn the Sefer Naim HaMelech, he opens up just one tire and he looks at it and he's like, this is certainly not for me. And after one tire, he's ready to put it away. How many times does that happen? It's a little bit like Maseil Sesharim, you know, after the first few prakim, now you're kind of like, okay, this is already out of my league. Put it away, start from the beginning again. But the truth is that a person needs to know what there is to accomplish. A person needs to know what it is a tzaddik. What it is, the way that a tzaddik lives his life. When he sees that the Naim Melech is talking about how every single fiber of the being of the tzaddik has to be mashpia tovus and klal Yisrael. This is the dveikus of the tzaddik during tefillah. how a person has to be careful in every single pniya and every machshava which he has, and to eat b'kedusha v'tahara. A person sees that the difference between me and the tzaddik is k'mamish farther than from one end of the world to the next. And we come by a tzaddik and we sit and we think that we're close to the tzaddik, like we share the same Dalai Lamas, and we don't even realize. Like the Chazon Ish writes in a letter, I was once sitting with my first Rebbe, Zichar Tzaddik Levecha, who's Yartzeit this Thursday night with Chaim Brimzatzal. And to even call him my Rebbe is, to say such a thing, Amam Shanoa Saga Vimachla. I was once learning with him one of the Igros Chazon Ish. And the Chazon Ish writes in one of his letters to somebody, he says that when you see a tzaddik walking down the street and he looks like he's Basif Adam, and you think he's like me and you, he says he's not like me and you at all. He's like a malach walking amongst mortals. That's what the Chazon Ish described the tzaddik. And when I was learning with him, he said to me, and how do you think the Chazon Ish knew that? How do you think the Chazon Ish knew that? It's because he was that. Wasn't just telling you what tzaddikim, how they live. He was giving you an autobiographical account of how tzaddik walks down the street. That when you see the Chazon Ish and you think he's like you, he's not like you at all. And we judge and we make comments about tzaddikim. We think we have even a hasag of the das of a tzaddik. Chazal say about a Talmud that he's not masik the das of his Rebbe till 40 years. Imagine somebody who's not a Talmud of a Rebbe. So to know what it is to be a tzaddik, that if a person had any havamin in his mind that he made on the madrig of a tzaddik, all he needs is one shtick on Ayim Alimelech. To just to regroup, to put into perspective like what it is a tzaddik is. That there are people in this generation who live like this. That they learn in Ayim Alimelech and they feel that it speaks to them. But on top of that, more and more, perhaps even more important than that, is that besides from the fact that a person can find everything in the Sefer, which is no gear to him, and aside from the fact that the Eish Levana is shining very bright, but the Nami Limelech has a piece here in Parshas Veschanan. Where he says as follows, Hishamer lecha shmanashcham yayit, petishka chesadvar mashore yinecha. Which where the Torah tells us that a Jew cannot forget Maimon HaSinai. And the Tzaddik writes, Ki adam tzarech leilich tamid b'dveikus. That a person always has to go with dveikus. Lachshei b'remim was kel yisbarach. To always think about the remim was Hashem. I'll just throw an agav that. It was a machlekes between the Nei Melimelech and his brother, the Heiliger Reb Zusha, that we know one of the very most common themes in Sefer Chassidus is for a person to be misbeinin in the Godless Hashem and to be misbeinin in the Shiflas Adam. Almost all of Chassidus can be broken down into these two categories. So they had a machlekes between the two of them and they brought it before the Maggid. And the Maggid said, "Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim chayim." But of the ikar of the two, the ikar degesh should be on being mespoinin in the shiflas adam. I don't know if that would be necessarily true nowadays. I believe we should have to ask if the same could be true, because nowadays we struggle very much with not in our own shiflas, but in our own godless. To be machazik ourselves in what it means to be a Jew. But here he writes that a person has to be misbein in the Rema Maskeel, but he's going to address this Nakuda in a moment. Livchein b'nafshay b'nfloisav asher roya tamid. Nisim v'nifloisav v'nirayim b'vruav. A person doesn't have to go to Mars to see the Godless Hashem. Everywhere around us we're seeing Nisim. The fact that you can go to the store and buy a red pepper. And if you think from the fact that it was once a seed and it grew from the dust of the earth, and you can put that into your body and you can eat it and it tastes good and it gives you life, it should kill you. It doesn't make any sense whatsoever. Why things which grow from the ground, if I put it into my body, it doesn't kill me? It should kill me. Not only does it not kill you, it gives you life and it tastes good. It makes no sense whatsoever. It makes no sense. It grew from the ground. Right? When it was in the ground, it tasted like dirt. And it came from a seed which tasted like dirt. Now all of a sudden, it grows a little bit and it has a beautiful color. And it tastes good and it gives me life. Are you talking such a thing? It makes no sense whatsoever. If Hashem only made red peppers, you could have proven there was a God. The beginning of all this, to come to this madriga, is for one to first to be machshiv, to think about the chilek hanitan loy mimal v'hu hanefesh alay, to be mispoinin in one's own neshama. Mahi, what is this neshama? Ve'eich hi po'el es nisim v'neflos. And just how the neshama itself is able to be po'el nisim v'neflos. As the Gemara says, "B'chamisha dvarim ha'neshama shava la'habari baruch hu baruch shmai," that the neshama is doimet Hashem Himself in five ways. The Gemara says, "Avol kishe'ein yodeas atzmai." But if a person doesn't know himself, "Hu machusa yediya gamkin b'bayu baruch hu," if he doesn't know himself, then he doesn't know the Ribbono Shel Olam. How can you know the Ribbono Shel Olam if you don't know yourself? V'zehu, and this is Pshat in the Pasuk, Hishomer lecha u'shmor nafshecha. Guard yourself, protect your nefesh. Ki im lo yisaseh kach, because if you don't do that, pen tishkach es advar meshoreinacha, then you will not know Sinai. You will not know Ramu Masabai Baruch Hu. Shadam roya tamid be'ein of haflos anisa v'niflos al kein tzor chadol nashkiach ba'atzmai tamid. V'kal lohavin. He says about this, v'kal lohavin. This is one of those pieces in the Neim Elimelech, which is like a Pesach and a Mafteach to open up many drachim in Avodas Hashem. In a recent Tzaddikim of Kook, he emphasized this tremendously. This is the mistake that many make who are seeking to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that they think that the way to find HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to have Dveikus, is to go outside of themselves. That one has to search outside of himself. Like L'Havdol Af Le'Avdolos. If you have like these people that they sit in their shrines and they try to have like, you know, L'Havdol, their Aliyos Neshamas, and they come out of their body and their whatever the fancy words they use, that their exo body, you know, out of themselves. They try to tap into things which are outside themselves. The first thing that a Jew needs to know is that the way to find the Kadosh Baruch Hu is within himself. Im ani kan, hakol kan. That if a person has a certain sense of ani, and he knows how to identify himself, that he looks in the mirror and he doesn't say ani ploni, he sees ani Hashem, he sees a piece of Hashem in that. If that's the ani, im ani kan, if the real ani shows up, and Hakol Kan, then he has everything. That everything that a Jew is searching for, he doesn't need to search outside of himself. He needs to search inside himself. Not outside, inside. Even tefillah is like that. We make the mistake to think that a real geshmak tefillah is like if a person is like outside of himself. That if the body's shuckling very hard, and a person thinks that if he's gonna see Shemus Hakdoshim, like it's gonna be like on the wall somewhere, you know, like outside. If a person has a good davening, it's completely inside, and everything that a tzaddik sees or he understands during davening, he connects to, It's all inside. That the world of the tzaddik is completely insular. That everything which is taking place is not outside, it's all inside. And the understanding that a tzaddik has of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is a true understanding, is according to the understanding that he understands his neshama. That if he understands Hashem, then he understands his neshama from that. And if he understands his neshama, he understands something about Hashem from that. But these two things, that they're not opposites, they're completely, they're mamish one. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu writes clearly psukim in the Torah to dispel such things from our conscience. Says Lo b'ashamayim hi, that you should say miyala shalanu ashamayim ma lo me'ever layam hi. Person doesn't have to go across the seas, have to go up to the heaven. V'ficha uvelvavcha la'asaisai. It's in your davening. It's in your learning. It's in bilvavcha. It's in your neshama. That everything which we're searching for is inside of ourselves. So a person could be in the Bahamas, or he could be by the Kaisa Maravi. So by the tzaddik, it's mamash the same thing. Rav Bunim said by the tzaddik emes, it doesn't matter what he's doing. It doesn't matter where he is. It doesn't matter anything. The tzaddik is consistent constantly. Ani Hashem lai shinisi, shivisi Hashem lai negdi tamid. That there's a certain nekud of dveikas what the tzaddik has. It doesn't matter what he's doing. But his mamish pimi, we don't see it on the face of the tzaddik. That he's with that nekuda, and it doesn't matter where he is. Where he is just circumstantial. It's just secondary. It's in the outer world of the tzaddik, but in the inner world of the tzaddik, it's all the same. And the Goyim in America have done a tremendous job, a very successful one, of making a Jew forget that he's a neshama. That we can walk down the street and we can see a guy, and we can look exactly the same, but the fact that we realize that the difference between a ben Adam, between a human being and a yid, we know from the Baal HaTanya, other tzaddikim, is greater, is the biggest merchak possible, the greatest distance possible. To be a neshama, not to be a neshama, it's literally, like we say in Havdalah, we just said it, bin or the chayshach, bin yisur la'amin. That the difference between a yid and a guy is the difference between or and chayshach. There couldn't be any greater distance in the world. It's like if we could take out the neshama from Avodas Hashem, then the Goyim had they're successful. You can learn Torah with that neshama. You could daven with that neshama. It's the neshama which gives life to the Torah. It's the neshama which gives life to the tefillah. If a person doesn't realize that he's a neshama, if he doesn't use his neshama as his tool to do everything which he's doing, then it's dry. Because everything which you experience through that neshama. And it's that neshama of which the Sfarim always speak about when we say Va'amich Kulam Tzaddikim. How do you understand Va'amich Kulam Tzaddikim if not for the fact that you have a neshama? If a person is not putting on tefillin chalila, or he's missing davenings here and there, even if one derabanan, the Baal HaTanya says, even if he were just to be over on one derabanan, he would be a rasha. How do you explain that a person has a nekudas tzaddik if not for the fact that he has a neshama? Every Jew has a neshama, he's a tzaddik. Va'amich kulam tzaddikim. The beginning of a person even having any shaykhs, and not the madrigas are ikr. A person doesn't seek to have madrigas, but to feel dveikas with the Kaddish Baruch Hu, to bring nachas ruach to Kaddish Baruch Hu, is to know that I'm a neshama. If a person doesn't have that, then he needs to go back to first grade. And the problem is that they're not teaching that in first grade. They're not even teaching that in Beis Medrash. I think it's true. I've said it once and I'll say it again. I said, if not for Uncle Maishi, we would probably not know that Hashem is here and there and everywhere. When was the last time your Rebbe ever said anything to you about Hashem being everywhere? Who would have taught you if not for Uncle Maishi? His notes is just a Maishi Rebbe. But listen, if you could take emunah and bitachon and the neshama out of the Beis Medrash, build big Beis Medrashes, learn all day, gevaldik. As long as it's not, as long as it's not kinsinos and misina, Satan is, he's happy. He has his share. He has his chelak. We've said before, this is the difference between burn out and burn up, and burn in. If a person is learning with neshama, then he's on fire from Torah. Because there's a shidduch between the Torah and the neshama. And the neshama is even higher than Torah. But if it's just the guf, and there's no neshama, and it's the guf in Torah, then the Torah consumes the body. The guf can't handle such an aur. The guf will go out of its keli. It'll burn out the guf. It won't burn out the neshama. It'll give more life to the neshama, and the Torah, the neshama will learn more Torah and more Torah. So really, this piece in the Neim of the Melech is like a mafteach to learning the Sefer Neim of the Melech and to learning any time. That if a person knows that he's a neshama, then right away the entire Sefer is talking to me. I have shaychis to this entire Sefer. There's not going to be some pieces which I have shaychis to and some I don't have. Some which will broaden my horizons and some which will make me feel like this is not me. Everything is nogea to me. And you know it's true because one day you know you're going to be on the Madrega Moshe Rabbeinu. You know you will. Every single person will be on the Madrega Moshe Rabbeinu. Every single Jew is shaykh to that. But even now, in a very concealed place, we all have shaykhs to that. A person shouldn't say, this Torah isn't shaykh to me. It is shaykh. Because in somewhere in there, essentially, if I know that I'm a neshama, then it has shaykhs to me. Because a tzaddik is not somebody who's just that he refines his actions, and all of a sudden one day he's like the Naim Elimelech. It's not about creating myself, it's about revealing myself. Like a Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't have to create himself. He needs to reveal himself in this world. A neshama is just like a Kodesh Baruch Hu. He doesn't need to create anything. He needs to reveal himself. And every day by a tzaddik is just peeling off another layer and peeling off another layer. Even when the tzaddik goes through the same motions every day, that he davens the same davening and he learns the same Torah and he has the same Seder every single day. And it doesn't look like anything's changing by the tzaddik, but the tzaddik is peeling off one layer. And then another layer, and then another layer, and another layer. And then he's becoming more tzaddik, and he's becoming more tzaddik. But not becoming more tzaddik. He's revealing more tzaddik. He's revealing more tzaddik. If a person doesn't have this perspective in Avodas Hashem, then it looks like Avodas Hashem is a very daunting journey. And of course, a person thinks like the becoming a tzaddik is a million miles away. Of course it is. From this perspective, it is a million miles away. It couldn't be farther from the truth. So it's not just a handbook for tzaddikim. It's a handbook for each and every Jew. If a person realizes that there's a nekud of tzaddik within each and every one of us, which needs to be revealed, he can learn a lot about himself. He can learn a lot about HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the same time. But to know that this piece, this Chelek Elokam Imal, is my Pesach into the world of Avodas Hashem, that although it's inside of me, and it seems like it's so tiny, but you could fit the whole world into this little tiny piece of neshama. Hashem should help us and give us the strength to be able to connect to the tzaddikim of this generation, the previous generation, to their holy words. How they were meister nefesh, not just for their generation, but for our generation. The Neim HaMelech said about himself that he was mamtik all the Chavli Mashiach. Somebody once told that to the Belz, asked the Belz Rebbe, he said to him, wow, what about the Holocaust? He said, that's a different meaning completely. What does that mean? No idea. It has nothing to do with Chavli Mashiach. As if to say that if the Neim HaMelech said that he was mamtik Chavli Mashiach, the Belz Rebbe had no sfeikus in that. It wasn't a pircha to him. A different inyan. He knew what he was talking about, the Belzerov. He saw the Nishan, he knew everything. He said it's a different inyan. If he said he was mamchik to chavim Mashiach, he was mamchik to chavim Mashiach. Having a shama like that to come into the world, to be mamchik to chavim Mashiach, of that which the Gemara said, the Amorim said, we're fearful to see the day of chavim Mashiach. Had they would have seen Melech, then they wouldn't have been so worried. The type of neshama we're speaking about. So Neschos, with the name of the Melech, Tavi Malk Mashiach, it's the Chinner Rebbe, all the great tzaddikim who invested so much for this generation that if we should be able to stand on our 2 feet and say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, it's because of the Neschos of these tzaddikim. Hashem Baruch Hu should give us the koyach and the Neschos to be able to attach ourselves to this great light of Yiddishkeit. It's the light of Yiddishkeit. It's the light of Hashem Yisbarach. And to go Mechayel Ol Chayel, every day to reach more madrigas, to reveal more tzaddik, to reveal more tzaddik, to use this beautiful Pesach that Hashem has given us, the window of our soul, to be able to open up so many things in Avodas Hashem which need to be open, and together to be able to dance with the Noam Elimelech, to dance and to see with our eyes, v'hayu einecha royos es morecha, mamash, to see with our eyes. And the coming Mashiach Tzidkeinu, Meher B'meinu, Amen.